You might have just done it right now. You opened up your inbox for your email, or you opened up your Facebook, or you opened up your smartphone, and you've looked at the people or the list of people that have contacted you today. And you flick through the list, and now your brain's going through, yes, I know that person, no, I don't know that person, I wonder what they want. And or you've done this. I know exactly what that person's going to say to me. I love getting emails from that person because they always make me laugh. Oh no, why is she contacting me? Every time she gets in contact with me, it's about something negative. She's whining, complaining, or criticizing or gossiping. Everybody that comes into our lives either adds value or devalues. I'm going to say that again. They add value or they devalue. And we've all experienced it. But the big question is not about, okay, so they're the people in my life. How do I keep them or get rid of them? How about this question? What kind of person am I? And what do people think when they open my emails to them? They open my Facebook to them. They open my, they read my Twitter to them, my tweet, sorry. Because we can't control what other people do. They will just continue to do what they do and they'll be who they are and they'll whine about what they like to whine about. But the question is, who am I? When somebody opens or sees my name in their inbox, do they get excited because they know it's going to be happy, it's going to be positive, it's going to make them laugh, it's going to add value to their life, it's going to be informational, educational. They're really looking forward to hearing from me. Or does my communication always contain something that is negative, that will bring them down, that will force them to think sadly, poorly, negatively? And it's an interesting question to ask, but now it requires some not just pondering and observation, but perhaps some research, and most importantly, do you need to change? If you were to read your own last 100 emails that you sent to people, did you add value to their inbox, or were you whining, complaining, and moaning? If something bad has happened to you, you feel emotional. Do you then feel the need to share that negative experience with all the people in your life? It never ceases to amaze me. I'll get a negative email from somebody, but it's also been CC'd to their entire inbox. Sometimes 300-400 people are getting the same negative information. So not only are you having to type that negative information, but you're now sending it out to people who are having a happy, positive day, and all of a sudden they've got in their inbox or on their smartphone this negative, nasty story about something that's happened in your life. Before you press send, before you post, think to yourself, when people read this, will it add value to their lives or will it add negativity? Will I be adding value or devaluing?